I get tired of people talking about how band, in particular, is easy. It is not easy. It's my feeling that sometimes we've got our priorities out of whack. As much as I love sports, I sometimes think in our school systems, sports take precedence over academics. And where sports are important for a lot of factors, they're not as hard as it is to be in band. You know, I was thinking about a good batting average is 300. That's 30%. If we played 30%, how would that sound? And in football, you actually get a chance. There's built-in failures, right? They call it an incomplete pass. We can't have an incomplete B flat. And we don't get three chances to play it, and then we can't punt in the middle of a piece. Now, granted, the difference is we don't have anyone trying to stop us from playing. So you do have that in a sports contest. But let's go to academics for a minute. You have to realize that music is one of the few things these students do that uses both sides of the brain. The left side of the brain is dealing with all the technical stuff. You see, they're reading a foreign language. So this really develops language skills and reading skills because they're reading a foreign language. They're turning this code into what someone once told me. They're turning something that's black and white and making it into beautiful colors. That's one thing they do. The other technical side, they're dividing. They're doing math the whole time. How long does this note? The durations are all fractional. They're dealing with that all the time. They're dealing with the technical aspects of their instruments, what fingers to put down, also how their embouchure is shaped to make the sound. Much more than that, they're hearing if they're playing in tune or not. Are they playing in the right style? In other words, are they playing the notes short enough, long enough, connected enough, loud enough, soft enough? Now, we're not even going to deal with all those aspects. We're going to deal with one aspect, right and wrong. So what we're going to do for you is demonstrate what the band would sound like on a small passage if we were operating somewhere between 90 and 95%. Because of the odd number of notes, some of them are actually above 95, some of them are around 90. But we're going to play for you just a section of Shenandoah with my great apologies to Frank, to Kelly. We're going to play a short section. First, we'll play it for you correctly. And then we'll play it for you at 95 or so percent, which in most academic classes is an A. Okay, so here's Shenandoah correctly. And that would get you an A. You see, music demands perfection. Now, we don't always get there. In fact, seldom do we get there. But it's the one few things in their lives that demands that they be perfect. So what you heard was 146 mistakes. No one really made more than one mistake. But 146 happening at a 94 percentile. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. And you can't let someone who doesn't know about music take music out of our schools. But you've got to realize, parents, they won't listen to us teachers. They think we just want to keep a job. They'll listen to you. The other thing is that the right side of the brain, which we didn't even talk about, is the one that develops the heart. It's the one that makes Shenandoah trigger some emotion in you, and certainly trigger emotions in us. We start out Thursday. It was an interesting Thursday, to say the least. I thought, these are really good players. I'm not sure they believe me. They respect me, but I'm not sure they believe me. Well, that kind of has changed. I mean, we've become very good friends. This morning we had a wonderful sharing session about what music is about, why they do music. And it was nice to hear them open up about what music has done for them and why they do it. If the future of America is in the hands of people like this, I'm real comfortable with that.